Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. And another Monday morning upon us. It's time to have our chat with Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. Thank you. What's our verse of the day?
Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 and 2.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. So, and we were talking a little bit off air, and Charles, you said that, you know, we've had the time change and everything spring forward, and you said that it's worked out pretty well for you.
You know, I have a hard time adjusting physically to the time change in the fall, but the time change in the spring, I don't feel the effects of it.
Like, that's interesting.
The same way.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people like that extra hour here, but, you know, I think it just really can depend. Well, and I think having that extra hour of light in the evening, that's a big deal, and that's a big plus.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It just makes you want to go to bed later.
All right.
And you have to wake up earlier.
I know.
Anybody that thinks you gain an hour by cutting a foot off your blanket and put it on the other end of your blanket, right? You aren't gaining an hour.
But hey, if you're working outside, you definitely appreciate it. It's good stuff. So. All righty. So, you know, we've been hearing a lot in the news about banks and that sort of thing, and, you know, the different, you know, banks that have failed recently and or are failing. You know, it's a lot of thing that's been top of mind in the news. So what can you guys tell us, you know, give maybe a little context on, you know, the situation? And, you know, people are probably maybe a little worried right now. I mean, we don't have that particular bank here, but, you know, they see that in the news. It's something to think about.
Yeah. Well, we work in the insurance world, and, you know, banks manage money, insurance companies manage money, but they have two sort of different goals, and I think it's important to know the differences between the two. A bank makes money by making loans, and then they make interest off those loans when people make a deposit, and so... they are subject to, if some people want their money and the money's loaned out and the money's not there, there can be a shortage. Whereas an insurance company, their money is, if there is a claim, if there is storms that come through and wipe out houses and they have to pay out.
They're on a different timeline.
They're on a different timeline.
Because, yeah, they're taking money for risk of a fire or a car accident or whatever. They're taking money and investing it against trying to protect people against those risks. And so it's different. It's different for an insurance company because they're looking at a longer horizon. And
insurance companies are one of the best money managers on earth. During the Depression, many banks failed, and very, very few insurance companies failed. They just have a whole different mindset and a way of managing their funds.
Well, and of course, too, with banks, we have the whole FDIC thing, which is only up to a certain amount. Is there any sort of equivalent for insurance companies, or is that really like apples and oranges sort of thing?
There is. With the FDIC, that's a federal deposit insurance corporation. That's what that stands for. Whereas with an insurance company, it's a state-based organization. It's called a state guarantee fund. And Kansas has one. And it has, it's similar to the FDIC in the guarantees. It says if you put, it will protect up to $250,000 in an annuity. And so that means if the insurance company fails, and by the way, more insurance companies failed in a week in the 80s than all insurance companies.
More insurance companies failed?
More banks failed in the 80s than insurance companies probably in 100 years.
Wow, yeah.
Approximately. And so... Where was I going?
Just talking.
FDIC.
FDIC.
So the state guarantee fund, they will make you good up to $250,000. Okay. It's like a backstop. And in the history of Kansas, now this is unbelievable. In the history of Kansas, that state guarantee fund has not been accessed for an annuity.
Wow.
Has not been accessed for an annuity in the history of Kansas, which is a unbelievable thing, unbelievable fact. And so there's just a different approach, a different mindset when you have your money with an insurance company.
One thing I want to say with the banks failing, they're looking for another bank to take it over, and they're doing that. And that also happens if an insurance company is in trouble. The insurance companies are regulated on a state level, where, and so if a bank was in trouble and they were domiciled in Kansas, the Kansas Insurance Department would step in and say, you know, we're going to take care of this situation, and we're going to look for a buyer to buy these contracts and to take over these assets and manage this to minimize risk to the people. And so the state guarantee fund that you talk about is there is a last resort. The first resort is another insurance company that would step in, and that's what's called part of the legal reserve system, which is a very complex system, but it gives a lot of stability to the contract owners, whether it's home insurance and there's a major tornado, or whatever. There's backstops and there's protection put in place, because insurance companies are supposed to give you peace of mind knowing that your contract, whether it's for home insurance or for an annuity or for life insurance, that they have the ability to pay the claims that they need to pay.
That's right.
Well, that's something I had no idea that you know, state program was around and that sort of thing. So that's really good to know. The likelihood seems quite low that you'd actually, you know, need it, but it's good, kind of like you said, a little safety net there. Now, as far as the actual maybe mechanics of annuities go and everything, they function pretty similar to some products people may already be familiar with that the banks offer, right?
So the difference is when you put money with an insurance company, they are required to have. If you give a dollar to an insurance company, they're required to have a reserve of that that dollar in reserve.
Yeah, and because we've been running into like this bank that's the failing, you know, they don't have all that. They don't have the money to repay people.
Right. Banks are not required to have a dollar for dollar reserve. You can deposit money, deposit a dollar, and they can turn around and loan that dollar. And so banks have different requirements. Like Dad said, they're designed to give peace of mind. And so that's how they're designed.
Sure. And so, you know, actually signing up, you know, when you get an annuity, what are kind of is there maybe a minimum that you want to be able to put in? How long does it take to access the money? That sort of thing. How does it function?
So it walks and talks similar to a CD.
Okay.
It's not a CD. It's an annuity, which is simply a savings account managed by an insurance company. You can put as little as $5,000 into an annuity, and on most of our accounts, you can access up to 10% of your money each year. So you can make a request for 10%
without a penalty.
Without a penalty, you can make a request for all of it, but part of that will have a penalty if it's within the time frame that you set up. But
and there's no fees putting money in an account. There's no fee, so whatever you give us, we'll give you a contract for that full amount. And so most of those, like you said, have a liquidity option where you can get out some money without a penalty. If you want more than that, then there could be a minor penalty. And we try to look at people's situations and try to help them understand, or help us make sure that we understand, that maybe they only have a 2-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have possibly have a longer time frame, and we can set up accounts with different time frames to help meet those needs.
That's true. And I think this is especially important for people that work, that have responsibility for money, that are in an organization. whether that's a church or a water board or a county or a
foundation.
School, any kind of organization where you have responsibility for money, an insurance company is a very attractive place for
some of the funds.
That's right. That's
for
right.
Some
because
of the funds.
It's they are protected, they're guaranteed, and they're in a place where protection and guarantees are utmost priority, and the returns are can be significantly better than what the banks are offering.
Well, sure. I mean, just even talking about interest rates. I mean, right now with inflation, your money is kind of losing its value if it's just sitting in a bank. You know, it just in a regular savings account. You know, this for an organizational standpoint can sure be a smart move just to kind of grow some of those you know, the organization's funds.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly right.
So, anything else that we should know about this?
You know, I wouldn't. I just want to encourage people to evaluate where their money is and how safe their money is. We get lulled into thinking, oh, this is fine, and not realizing that there could be better options out there, that there may be better options.
Sure. You know, there's no panic or anything right now. It's just something to consider, maybe.
That's right.
You know, knowing that there are multiple options out there to safely and smartly manage your money.
You
That's
know,
right.
Grandma said, don't put your eggs all in one basket, sonny
right,
boy.
Right.
And so I think that's good advice today. I think Grandma had it right. Maybe you ought to put your eggs in different baskets. And so...
And, you know, even if people are maybe saving for retirement, you know, they might have their 401k or whatever, but, you know, diversifying that, you know, with something like an annuity, that
yeah.
could be a pretty, and that's a pretty easy thing to set up, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. We do that all the time. We help people, we help organizations with whatever amount that they want to protect, whether that's money from a 401k, whether it's money just setting in a checking account that they want to get a better return on. Whatever it is, we help people be not only a saver, but a interest, make interest.
Well, and there's a few tax advantages to annuities, right?
That's right. The money is tax deferred. So whatever the growth is not taxed. On a CD at the bank, you're going to get a 1099 every year on the interest that you made. Whereas with an insurance, with an annuity, those taxes are deferred until you take it out as income later on.
Good deal. Well, that's always you know, interesting to learn more about that, and just something good to consider. But hey, how about we take a quick break? When we can return and get some more good information here on our Ask the Expert segment in Mighty 690. We'll be back with more from the folks from Skank Insurance. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:24, our Ask the Expert segment continues with Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And guys, we do have a couple of events coming up, one this month and one next month, right?
That's right. We have the Farm and Home Show coming up a week from this Friday and Saturday. And we want to invite all of our listeners to come out and see us, come by the booth. We're going to have some drawings, some giveaways. And have our staff there, agents there, really looking forward to that. It's a really highlight of our year.
Well, and this is a really good time just to, you know, ask some of those questions in a real casual environment sort of thing, you know, because sometimes, you know, people can, oh, I don't have time to make an appointment or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's super easy. You guys do it all the time. But yeah, this is just a great chance to, you know, have some face-to-face chats, and you know, even just if you've got one or two questions,
That's
get
right.
them answered.
That's right. Come by and pick our brain and...
That won't take long.
No, it won't take long.
They might starve to death picking
right.
our brain.
Right.
But hey, then we do have another event coming up, another Medicare 101 not too far away.
That's right. And Medicare 101, that really stands for the basics of Medicare, just understanding how Medicare works. And come and learn. It's on April the 5th, the first Wednesday of the month. And it's 11:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. at Dickie's Barbecue there in Independence. Also 11:30 a.m. at Gigi's here in Lannings. This one's going to be done by Jason Owens, the one in Independence by Christy Ewing. And I think everybody who comes will enjoy that. And I encourage, if you're new to Medicare, if you're a recent retiree, or if you're a, you know, soon to be on Medicare, We've gotten your card in the mail. You don't know what to do. Just call our office, 620-331-8800, and get your name on the list. Come and enjoy it. Enjoy a good meal and get some good information on how Medicare works.
Charlie?
Well, yeah.
We may be talking to people that their mom is calling them and say, I don't understand my Medicare. I don't understand what's going on. I've got all this stuff, and I don't know what to do about it. Well, we'll be glad to help you, son or daughter.
Yeah.
If you'll call us, we'll be glad to sit down with you and your mom, or just you by yourself. And probably we could work through a lot of it on the phone with you if you want to.
That's right.
But we'd be glad to help, even if your state's away. We could take you on the phone and talk to you.
Yeah, we do that.
And sure. Help you understand what mom is dealing with, especially if we could get a little bit of an idea of what your mom has, if she already has some information or has some contracts that she's into or something.
Definitely a good resource for the four states. And two, you know, the other thing is, you know, going to one of these events, it's actually a really good use of your time because everything's consolidated. We all have to eat anyway. Because we can spend a lot of this time trying to research it ourselves in, you know, books and magazine articles and online. But, you know, it can get overwhelming, honestly, for the layman.
Well, every business has acronyms and has language that you don't really understand. And I mean, you just need somebody that understands that and can help unpack what some of those words and some of those terms mean, and just to be more sure of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people have any questions maybe on our topic of annuities or that sort of thing, or if they want to get signed up for any of these items, how can we get a hold of you? Where can we find you?
Our main number is 620-331-8800. We're located at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our main office is right there. We also have offices in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville.
Excellent. Well, always a good topic here, guys. I appreciate you being in and look forward to having you on and chatting again on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you. And we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690. We will have an early bird edition of Open Line coming up on KGGF.